Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Bless Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsung with Jay Fox.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Three speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Elvis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Obviously, I was... never mind, I'm not going to explain it, but...
No, explain radio to Ashley.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Well, if this is it, old boy, I hope you don't mind if I go out speaking to kings.
I sound posh, but I'm not posh.
Are you taking the piss?
Do yourself a fucking favour, mate, because this is your last chance for a fucking peaceful night.
Recording live from London.
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, Mary fucking Poppins, London.
That's Ashley.
Fucking cunt.
And this is...
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Yeah, it's usually destructive with Jim Sterling. He's a cunt. Sorry, I'm getting fucking tongue-tied, mate. Throat's dry, so none's nasty. But today they publish an article saying they sold 24 million fucking units of useless piece of shit called the Kinect, and they're saying it's slow going. Fuck off. Basically, it's because these arseholes are putting out shit, basically. About the Wii U, people talk about that being a next generation console, which is not. Wii U sales not bad, says the Nintendo president. It's also sold at a loss, but bollocks, for Nintendo, albeit a slight, relatively slight one. What a load of crap. Don't believe that for a fucking second, you lying bastards. Iwata's so full of shit, it's unbelievable.
That guy is a loyal motherfucker. He really is.
I never leave you lock the lurch with anything.
All of a sudden I can't fucking have a, all of a sudden I can't once in a while just have a pleasant chat conversation with radio sensation Ashley Fuller. Can't even fucking get him to respond to you anymore. Yeah. I love to talk, mate, but I'm just prepping for my show. How many times can you go to IGN in a day?
We had the BGAs the other day, which I couldn't give three fucks about, but I'll go into that in a second. Despite enough warning signs about server demand during the frenzy quiet, Blizzard did not expect... Jesus Christ, I wish these fucking cunts would actually proofread this shit. I mean, I'm the one who's got to read this fucking crap. I've killed a bunch of people in the game. I want to do it in real life. No one says that. No one thinks that at all. And I say people who do think that that is the least of the violence are basically politicians who have no fucking clue anyway, who've never played a game and who probably think the latest game now is Pac-Man or something stupid like that. I mean, to be honest, if they stop making violent games, we might as well just play in fucking Barbie Wars Adventures. Halo, well, does Halo have a story? Hopefully the acquisition means only good things for IGN and its staff and its post-News Corp iteration. But I hope it means they all fucking die. Says THQ former CEO Brian Farrell. It has been my pleasure to work alongside this group of people. No, you haven't. You sat in your office and fuck all day, you lying bastard. Basically pulls the pants down of every fucking gamer. And literally they just sort of fisses up the arse. But yeah, so yeah, welcome to the show.
And good evening, everyone. Hopefully you're having a good day or night or wherever it is you're listening to us. So this is Antisocial Game Radio live on morelightradio.com. You know, if you want to join us in the show, if I can fucking say my usual bits, right? If you want to join us in the chat, go morelightradio.com/live. I go live every Tuesday, I believe it is. Yeah, it's Tuesday today. 8 o'clock. Getting my times mixed up. Docs ain't gone forward yet. 8 o'clock UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Download the show, go to iTunes, search for More Like Radio. Go to morelightradio.org, download us all there. Yeah, wherever you want to download, whatever. Listen to us live, it's always good. As you're getting to the usual pleasantries. Jesus Christ, I can't speak tonight. I want you to speak good because I'm the only one who speaks for the next 2 hours. Have fun. As usual, if you want to email us, it's antisocialgameradio@yahoo.co.uk. Facebook group, for all you gamers like myself and tons of other people in there. It's facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby, which is a joint group because we have Leaked Speakers, which is a great show on morelightradio.com, which you should be downloading as well as you download my show because, you know, they've got usually two co-hosts. Special guest every now and again, you know, tons to talk about on there. Good show. Also, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/antisocialgamerradio. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. It's MLRGamerRadio. You know, follow us, we'll follow you back. Always tweeting stuff. Well, occasionally, not so much recently. There's been bits and pieces happening. We had PAX last weekend. We were 2 weeks away now from Grand Theft Auto 5. We're going to have a sort of special show in a couple of weeks, the day, you know, GTA 5 comes out, because literally I know I will have that game that day, and I will have some sort of theme topic, bunch of questions, you know, some of your favourite moments of Grand Theft Auto, that sort of stuff, which I'll put in the Facebook group, as usual, for you to comment, like, you know, add to the discussion. I mean, this week's topic, we talk about Major League Gaming, which was quite heated discussion this week, and you know, if you're not too short on talking about, get yourself in the Facebook group. But yeah, it's gonna be a good topic to talk about. Played a bunch of new games, bought two, one slightly newish, one slightly oldish. Got something that Dutch told me to buy. I'll get into that. So first thing that's out of the way, Animal Crossing, still playing that as usual, you know. Time travelling like crazy. I've got the perfect shovel. I had to buy, like, was it 50 bags of fertiliser? So I literally sort of skipped about a month and a half in ahead, just, you know, doing bits and pieces to get it. I've got that. So now when I bury the fertiliser or plant flowers or whatever it is, it has a better effect. I mean, I thought I was getting the golden, what the fuck is it? The watering can. But I just found out I had to get a perfect town for 15 days to get that. And, you know, planting all these flowers, paying attention to the actual, you know, town itself, I now have a perfect town. I did some trading yesterday with Marianne from Lust and Love and Daytime Divas, and also Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. We traded a whole bunch of fruit. I think, what did I get? I got some oranges and bananas. I think I gave Kevin some persimmons. I have no idea what the fuck they are. I think Miriam needs some apples, which I need to give to her, and, you know, bits and pieces here and there. But yeah, so my town's perfect now. I've made sure I sort of water it, just keep buying flowers and fertilizer, adding to the stockpile of flowers and fertilizer that I already got, and, you know, just increasing the all the flowers and trees, basically. What else I do in a town? I'm just trying to think now. Bought bits and pieces. I've been working on my house because supposedly you get certain points, you get an upgrade, and you can get these golden, like a golden roof or a golden letterbox and stuff. So basically, I'm just sort of trying to have each room in the house be one style, and I've been sort of, with the time travelling, trying to get the golden watering can, going to the shops and just sort of searching for stuff. I mean, I got the this Animal Crossing New Leaf app, which got updated, and now I can have a list of the furniture that I have got, which makes it so much easier. So basically, I'm sort of working on that as I go, which is, it's going pretty well. I've got one room that's fully, what do you call it? It's fully one style, and I've just got to work on the others, which are just missing one or two pieces, but it's just a rare thing. I mean, trust, I can't imagine someone just playing this game normally without time traveling, just trying to get the stuff. It just takes so long. You'd be playing this game for years, and, you know, I mean, I will follow the ebb and flow of it once it's all done. I just want to, you know, get it all sorted out. I mean, I'm sort of strategic when it comes to that sort of this sort of, you know, sort of resource management, time management, money management. I mean, I'm sort of, my money's disappearing because I'm sort of buying a load of stuff just to fill up, you know, certain styles, which, you know, a lot fast. I mean, the money's there, and I'm sort of growing loads of fruits, and, you know, just making loads of money off the bones of the retail, you know. Just doing that. But yeah, say, you know, Animal Crossing's going well. I'm hoping to hopefully have the golden watering can. I mean, I'm not too sure because it's supposed to be 15 perfect days. But I pretty much, it's, you know, I keep getting it pop up saying it's like the best town ever. I'm not sure if that's what I'm, because I go and see Isabel, there's this little dog type thing in the town hall, and she says, oh yeah, you're getting this sort of rating and whatever sort of rating. I'm not too sure if that's the perfect one. I'm getting the perfect flowers, which are these sort of bulb type things that are sort of bent over. They look like sort of shower heads. But yeah, I'm guessing that must be, I'm not sure, I mean, I'm guessing it must be, town must be perfect to have them grow. But I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's going really well and I'm enjoying it. I'm still having tons of fun. But yeah, it's really, really good. Also, they got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, which is getting a lot of negative reviews from people. I haven't bought it. I mean, I was thinking actually sort of like just buying it straight away, but I mean, I have seen so many negative reviews on it. I mean, it does look really good. It's sort of, you know, the combat's quite fun, but it does feel like it'd be very repetitive, and I'm not that fast. I'm not too too keen on the repetitive stuff. Basically, it just bores me. But I mean, this is pretty good. I mean, the voices aren't exactly who I'd want to be the voice of the turtles. I mean, you know, Michelangelo doesn't sound like you'd expect him to sound. You know, some of the other characters do. I mean, the fighting's okay. I mean, there's loads of negative stuff about this game that's going on. But just as it's only, I've only played the demo, and I'm not really going to go into it until, I don't know, they patch it or it just, you know, it goes on sale. I mean, we've got a whole big sale now on Xbox Live. I mean, we've got the list of two new games that are for this month, which are free. We've got Magic the Gathering 2013 Jewel of the Planeswalkers, which I have downloaded. Guest in the chat room says, Donatello able to whip everyone's ass with his staff like unfairly? No, I don't know, guest. Change name, which I'm going to guess is probably Matt. I guess correct last week, and it was Stuart. But no, I just, everyone's been moaning about the scenery. It's, you know, you can't move far, and you can't move, it blocks you, like invisible walls, or the hits don't connect and stuff. That's just bullshitty stuff like that. You know, I'm not too fussed. I mean, I might pick it up. I mean, I think JJ was supposed to pick it up as well. But I, you know, so I haven't checked his recent games played to see what he's playing. But yeah, I mean, it's okay. The graphics are really good, you know. But, well, it's just a lot of negative stuff. I mean, I haven't even checked some of the sort of forums that I haunt to find out what people think about this. But, yeah, I mean, it was okay for what it was. I mean, the graphics are probably the best thing, and the combat was okay. The voice acting, it just didn't feel right. I mean, there's, you know, we've had several Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoons over the years. I mean, I believe there's, I think, three or four now we're up to. And you couldn't pick one from them. I mean, I haven't really watched the latest one. I think it's like a CGI one. I don't know. But I mean, they should have just picked the cast from the CGI movie that we got a few years back, which, you know, with Patrick Stewart and Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chris Evans, and who else? Nolan North, you know. So I have no idea who the hell the new guest is. Pikachu in Heat. I don't know. possibly might, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I, you know, there's so many better voices you could have picked, you know. But fuck it, doesn't matter. It's come. I mean, to be honest, it's been a bit of a downer, to be honest, with the, what do you call it, with the Summer of Arcade Games. I mean, the only one I've actually enjoyed is, I'm just trying to think now. I mean, we had that Charlie Murder come out, which I haven't played yet. I've got the demo, I still haven't played it. Flash, was it Flashback I talked about last week? That was a bit of shit. Fuck knows. What was the first one we got? Crap, I can't even remember. Jesus. Yeah, it's been a bit of a letdown, to be honest, with the Summer Arcade. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, next week we're getting... hi, Matt. Next week we're getting... what the fuck is it? What the fuck are we getting next week? Oh, Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion. Why wasn't that a Summer of Arcade game? I mean, we've got DuckTales, which Jack from Talk Radio Meltdown, he's been playing. Go listen to Talk Radio Meltdown. It's a great show. I've been listening to his, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I predicted that these, you know, DuckTales, what do you call it, Mickey Mouse, these would be Summer of Arcade games. But we didn't get them, and the stuff we've got has been kind of lackluster and shit. I mean, the fuck knows. Ah, jeez. What else have I been playing? I've been playing a lot. Just trying to get all the basic stuff. Plants vs. Zombies 2. Yes, I finally got to play it. It's amazing. It really is. It's free on iTunes. Download it. You know, have fun. It's quite weird. I downloaded the update, and then when I tried to play it, it said it needed a patch. And basically, I was nowhere near an internet source, and it said, trying to update the patch, you know, and it couldn't do it. So I was like, okay, fuck. So I came home, turned it on, and it was really weird. It just downloaded an update, and then it just had to download a patch through the actual game, not through iTunes, which was really weird. But I downloaded the patch, started playing it. I think basically the whole premise of the game, it's a Crazy Dave, he eats a taco, and then, you know, says, oh, I want to eat this again, and he has a time machine, and then goes back in time, and then where I am now, because I've only played a few levels, I'm in ancient Egypt, and there's, like, sort of mummy zombies, which are really good. I mean, there's like, new plants. Like, I've just unlocked a plant, I think, which lets me do, like, fire three, either hit two zombies at once or three zombies at once. I mean, I just unlocked it. I haven't even had a chance to try it yet. But I mean, there's loads of zombies. There's, you know, sort of Egyptian sort of pharaoh zombie who, when the sun, you know, the sun falls down, you have to grab it. You can sort of, what the hell is it? It takes the sun because it's holding up a staff, like a sun sort of, symbol staff. And he takes that. So basically you have to get the sun before, because the sun turns red and then he tries to grab it, but you have to sort of quickly click it. I mean, there's tons of other ones. There's like a special plant feed you can get now, which basically sort of, it's like the mega stones of Pokemon. It super powers up and evolves your plants. I mean, the pea shooter turns into the Gatling gun one, you know, with the army hat. Plus, people who play Plants vs. Zombies will know what I'm talking about. Turns them into that and just destroys any zombie in its path. And I mean, I literally, I'm looking forward to getting into this game. But the thing is, though, I'm enjoying playing it on my iPod, but I can't wait for this game to come onto Xbox Live. I really want to get it on, you know, just on a big screen. I can sort of sit down and relax. I'm not having to look at a tiny screen just to sort of, you know, do bits and pieces. But yeah, I mean, it's really fun, and I'm looking forward to getting it. I've been playing so much other stuff today. I did actually want to spend some time on it, but literally I've been sort of Animal Crossing. I mean, other new game, which I'll talk about in a sec. But yeah, I wanted to play it, but haven't had much of a chance, to be honest. I've got so much stuff to play, and I've been buying loads of new games, which I shouldn't, because I've still got the Dishonored DLC to finish, which fuck knows when I'm going to do that. I need to get that done as well. But yeah, there's other stuff I need to do. I mean, I've still got to go through Far Cry 3, the Blood Dragon game. I still haven't touched that at all. I need to get through it. I paid for the bloody thing. I need to get through it. As much as I sort of just don't like it, but I'm going to have to get through it. One of the big things I did play, I mean, I haven't played this game in a year because I rented it. I got Lego Batman 2, the DC superhero, whatever the fuck the subtitle is. But yeah, Lego Batman 2, really, really good. I only played like got through like the first three levels, and then I got sort of completely stuck with the city. But you know, this was a year ago, and then I sort of bought it. It was really, really cheap in Asda, and I thought, fuck it, I'll buy it. Picked it up, deleted my old saves, restarted, blitzed my way through like the first 15 levels in about 2 or 3 days. You know, completely, you know, finished the story. I talked about the Lego Batman movie. It's basically that. Except, the Lego Batman movie was sort of flushed out with the same cutscenes from the game, but with a few more to fill the story. Because the cutscenes aren't that long, but this, the whole, you know, Lego Batman movie was pretty much the game, but, you know, flushed out. I say it's really good. I've unlocked most of the characters. I've unlocked all the red bricks. I found most of the vehicles. I'm just doing the gold ones. There's like 250 gold bricks to find. And I sort of got stuck with one because I think it wants me to fly, and this is tricky trying to do it because it's sort of you go off course and you can't do it. I don't know exactly what I need to do, but I'm going to try and do every other brick first and then sort of work my way around it. But so yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's great because it has all the soundtracks from, you know, the movies, TV series. I mean, you have the Batman soundtrack playing through the whole game, like the Burton, Batman, that sort of theme tune. Good thing there's no Prince songs on it. But yeah, it's quite good. When I unlocked Superman, it was amazing because quick press A twice and he sort of jumps up into the air. And they had the John Williams Superman theme tune playing, and I was like, "Oh, this is amazing!" And it's like one of the greatest sights I've ever seen: a little Lego Superman flying around Gotham City with the Superman theme tune music. It's really fucking cool. It's really fun. There's loads of other characters. They got the Green Lantern, they got Flash, Wonder Woman's in it, the whole Justice League, and they got some other characters as well. It's quite weird. Superman, he does have his X-ray vision when you have to go to a certain part. What the hell was it? There's the heat vision, frost breath. I've unlocked the Clark Kent character model. It would have been nice if there was like an extra button where he sort of, just rips out his plastic costume into Superman. That would have been funny. There's loads of other characters that you can unlock and play. Cyborg's in it. Loads of other vehicles. I've unlocked all the multiplier bricks, times 2, times 4, times 6, and times 8. And now basically every corner I get times it by, 3,648. So I've literally got shitloads of money. There's a whole bunch of achievements I can still get. It's a really good game, and I'm sort of glad to be playing it again. And we've got the Marvel DC, Marvel DC, the Marvel Lego Marvel game coming out, which I really want to pick up. There's so much stuff I want to pick up. The Lego Marvel one, NHL 2014. GTA's in 2 weeks' time. That's already pre-ordered. Pokemon's literally in about a month from now. That's pre-ordered as well. I'm taking some time off work for that. It's just so much stuff. And I said the big sort of, and purchase today, I picked up Diablo 3. Now, I've been watching some bits and pieces on this. I really have no clue about the story or anything, because this is my first Diablo game. I saw a trailer for it, I mentioned to Dutch, because I know he plays it, Dutch, Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce, which is coming up right in a few hours' time, about 5-6 hours after this. I mentioned to him about it. He said, get it, screaming at me. I was sort of umming and ahhing it when I was doing some shopping this morning. I picked it. I picked it up. I bought it. It was a lot cheaper than most other games, which is surprising. Side tangent slightly. I did see while I was shopping, they've got Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn. I'm very tempted to get into that. With the stuff that's coming out now, as I say, GTA, Pokemon, I'd have no time for it. But I'm going to watch a load of videos on YouTube about it. I watch that Zach Scott Games on YouTube. Go and watch it. It's quite good. He does like loads of other videos. I'm watching his Animal Crossing stuff. He does Plants vs. Zombies, so I know I'll watch a few episodes of that when I'm stuck on a level. He does like Saints Row and some Mario and Luigi. He does a bunch of stuff. So I'm watching that. I was like, if I can find some other videos of the whole, you know, someone playing for the whole game, I will watch it, but I'm just not fussed at the moment. I mean, it's very cheap. It's, you know, it's practically a budget title because, I mean, you know, it's an online subscription one, so you have to pay, you know, was it 12, 15 quid, you know, 20 bucks, what, fuck knows what it is, a month, which, you know, if I had the extra money, I'd probably play, but, and time, I would, obviously. I mean, you know, I played Final Fantasy 11. But yeah, I mean, I'd say Diablo 3, before I get totally off topic. So I'd never played any ones before. I had no idea what I'm getting into. Well, I did sort of from watching some of the trailers. It's very top down isometric, hack and slash. You know, it's very sort of Baldur's Gate, classic dungeon crawlers, loot drops, very classic basic stuff. It's weird, right? I'm feeling very sucked into the world. I sort of, you know, I know Punchy's laughing himself. It really does grab me. I'm sort of like sitting there as my play. I mean, I tried two characters. The first one I tried was a barbarian, but I didn't really like it. I'm playing on normal, normal difficulty. I'm not going to play on easy. I want to, you know, just do it normal, whatever. But yeah, the barbarian was okay, like the hack and slashing, but it's just sort of, because it sort of requires you to sort of, you know, dodge and roll out of the way of attacks, whereas I'm more of a sort of a range fighter when it comes to this sort of stuff. I'll attack from, Matty's asking about how the dragons look. Dragons in what, Matt? What, in Diablo? But yeah, I mean, what do you call it? I lost the train of thought now. Yeah, so I've gone for the demon hunter, who's like this sort of basic archer type. And I'm enjoying it. I've just escaped. I've done like the first two quests, I think. I haven't done too much. When I got the game, it came with a downloadable code for this Infernal Helm, which basically I think gives me XP and it's some sort of super powered item or something. But yeah, I sort of, you know, just equip myself, and it does feel really good. I sort of had a problem with, what the hell was it called? Torchlight. I sort of had to sort of rush my way through that one because I bought that on sale, but then I just sort of had other stuff that I wanted to play, so I didn't really get to enjoy it fully. But this one, I'm sort of setting some time aside to, I mean, I wanted to play it this afternoon, but literally I woke up like 3:30 in the morning on a day off. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. I went to bed at 9, so, yeah, so many hours of sleep when I wake up. So I had a nap this afternoon, so there was less time for me to play Diablo. But I know once the show's done, I'll be sitting here just playing a bit of Diablo for a bit. But yeah, the graphics are really good. I mean, you know, the cuts. It's weird because, I mean, to play a game by Blizzard, I mean, because they're all PC-only games, except for, you know, obviously now Diablo. But I am really enjoying it. I mean, I'm not even sure how it's going to look when it comes out on the next-gen consoles, but you know, pick it up now for the current gen stuff. It's really good. You know, on a giant screen TV like I've got, it does it really well. But yeah, I'm having tons of fun with it. I mean, I'm not too sure. So as I say, I know nothing of the world, nothing of the lore. I mean, it's probably best to ask Dutch in this sort of stuff, because I think he's played the other stuff, played the other games. But I say, I'm having fun with what I'm doing. I'm not too fussed in a hurry to finish it. I know I'll be playing it for hours and hours and hours, just, you know, killing undead or whatever the game's going to throw at me. Because literally, I mean, this is a game I have no clue. I mean, I'm in virgin territory when it comes to this sort of shit. I have no clue what I'm up against. But I'm just sort of taking it slowly and just, you know, shooting everyone. I mean, when it comes to the character, I probably should have asked Dutch as well. I mean, as he's played this, what character should have been as. But I mean, she was the barbarian, I thought, give it a go, is a sort of hack and slash character. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm going to get my ass killed. And, you know, as I have been killed once or twice. But yeah, I chose the demon hunter. I was sort of choosing the demon hunter or the wizard, thinking about it. But I mean, the demon hunter seems okay. It would be nice if there was like a demon hunter is all arrows, but I mean, it's a bit of a bastard when you know, the zombies or whatever hell, the unrisen, you know, that sort of stuff, they get too close and you're a sort of ranged fighter. It would be nice to have like a sword or something, like, you know, sort of bows and a sword. But, you know, you can't ask for both when it comes to sort of your character class. But I mean, there's tons of stuff I need to unlock as my level goes up, I think I'm only like level 5 now. I think the maximum's 60 or something, 70. I'm not too sure. But I mean, there's tons of stuff for me to do in this game. There's story for me to get into and understand. I'll probably sort of get through the end, like complete the game eventually, and then read what happened in the first and second Diablo games. But I mean, this I'm having tons of fun with. I'm glad I sort of bought it. It gives me something to play now until, GTA 5 comes out in a couple of weeks, which will take up a lot of my time. I mean, it's just I'm good for games now at the moment. There's a bunch of stuff that I'm playing to finish off, or stuff that's new, and, I'm not short of stuff to play. I mean, Plants vs. Zombies on my iPod. I've got Lego Batman, which I'm sort of going to race to get through to finish off bits and pieces of. Dishonored, I've got the DLC on that to finish, and there's a bunch of stuff that I need to do. I mean, Saints Row 4, I'm pretty much done, to be honest. I mean, there's one or two achievements I want to get, but apart from that, I'm done until we get any DLC, but I'm not even sure what the DLC is. We've had certain packs come out with, like, redneck pack or something, where it's like sort of you're in like a ranch outfit and sort of shotguns with pitchforks on it or something. I don't know, fuck knows. But I downloaded the Jewels of the Planeswalkers game that was free this month. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say as well. Yeah, I completely sort of skipped over it. Yeah, Jewels of the Planeswalkers is the free game for the next 2 weeks. But starting the 17th, I think 16th or 17th. We're getting Rainbow Six Vegas, which I played on the PlayStation 3 years and years ago. Weren't too keen on, but it's free. I'll give it a go again. I'm sort of into that sort of SWAT-based combat. I mean, that sort of SWAT-based shooter sort of thing. But I'll give it a go. I mean, everyone said it was really good, but I never really bothered getting into it. But, I mean, I'll give it a go when it does come out. That's pretty much what I've been playing. So I'll transition, into the topic this week, which is Major League Gaming and pro players. Now, I wanted to be sort of, I hate pro gaming, but I mean, I've been watching a few videos today. It's really good having that YouTube app on the Xbox, watching all this sort of YouTube stuff on the big screen telly. But I mean, I'm watching a bunch. I watched some Dota 2. I watched a bit of some Call of Duty stuff. League of Legends, which is weird. I mean, to be honest, Dota 2 and League of Legends seem exactly the same. There's other stuff. It's kind of a weird thing. I mean, I sort of feel proud that, as a gamer, we're getting this sort of recognition. I mean, there's sponsors as well. I saw like Dr. Pepsi ads, little logos pop up in the corner. And was it Flips, the chocolatey pretzel thingies? But yeah, I mean, I do feel proud that we have this sort of recognition now. I've got several things, certain things that I have seen that, sort of makes it beneficial, but it's the same with any sport, really. I mean, I'm sort of proud that we're getting this recognition, but I have a problem with it because it's the same shit that anyone else can do. I mean, It shouldn't really be classed as a sport. I mean, sport is, I think, of actual physical activity, running, jumping, that sort of stuff. Football, American football, rugby, cricket. Fuck cricket. Basketball, lacrosse, that's a sport. It's physical activity. Whereas, me sitting in my undies, sitting in my undies sort of in front of my laptop playing the Command & Conquer online or League of Legends or sitting here with my Xbox controller just playing Call of Duty and until fucking early morning, it's something anyone else can do. That's my main problem with it. And I posted this in the Facebook group, which I'll read in a sec, but I'll get my early rant out of the way. I mean, I know we're about half an hour into the show already. So basically, I've got what I've got to say in about half an hour before I go to the break. My main problem is, as I say, this is shit anyone else could do. I mean, I was watching this a week or so ago, some Call of Duty. I know what it was, sorry. It was the, not the PAX, it was the Gamescom stuff when you had, Larry, Major Douchebag Nelson, and he was doing some sort of Xbox Call of Duty thing, and he'd like some pro players from Europe, and was like, Yeah, they play the game exactly like I do. Yes, they're more strategic because they're in a clan, and they actually play together, whereas it's me and a bunch of randoms will just jump into a match and we'll just shoot the shit out of each other. I mean, that's all we really want to do is just have fun. And Matt, you tried to post something in the thing and it went wrong. Yeah, I know, Matt, the fucking way you post images in here is a joke. It's terrible. Yeah, it's so much easier to just paste website links. But yeah, I mean, oh, here we go. Yeah, RVI Baseball. Yeah, what's that? What the fuck was that for? Super Nintendo. Nintendo. That looks like it. Sorry, Matt just posted a picture of the box cover for RBI Baseball. Yeah, I mean, see, Major League, Major League Gaming. It's like it wants to be a big thing, and it, to be honest, it is sort of a big thing. But I don't. It's right. It's kind of weird. I mean. Yeah, Matt says, most awful sleepover video game. Yeah, I mean, I had, I think this, you know, I'm going back a few, well, 10 plus years. My old man found, was it Amiga, Amstrad? I don't know, one of the old consoles, literally, you know, the keyboards in front of it, you know, sort of Commodore 64 style. And there was some sort of baseball game on it. That was fucking boring. We're talking about, you know, when Ocean made the Batman game, that sort of era console stuff we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, I do play the Pokemon stuff. I'm not trying to get into it professionally, but I do go to the national. I did go to the national tournament this year. You know, had a lot of fun. I mean, I hung out with the guys from Pokemania, you know, StoneFoxFM.com. You know, and we were laughing about how people were taking it too seriously. And then there was like the Spanish team there who were cheering and chanting like, you know, a football match. I was like, you're just pushing buttons. It's the whole, that's the thing. It's the whole level of fandom. I mean, that's one of the things I wrote down for a question for, you know, to ask myself. It's like, is it all based on a high level of fandom? I mean, do these people care more than us regular gamers? I mean, I'm just, you know, most of us are all here just to have fun. I mean, yes, it's nice that these people who can play. I mean, I'd love to be able to be as good as these Pokemon players. So, you know, I mean, I had some onions for tea. I'm a bit gassy now, but yeah, I mean, I'd love to be as good as these Pokemon players. My breeding's getting pretty good. It's just, you know, trying to pick out the moves and stuff it's a bit tricky because I've only just recently getting into the sort of online stuff, you know, battling against other real people who out there, how they train and what move sets, that sort of stuff. But I mean, even with the Pokemon stuff, there's a deadlock because there's only about 20 different Pokemon that people use on a professional level, and it's the same ones. Because with the online Pokemon stuff, that sort of stuff, there's only like so many set teams that you can sort of build. And there's only so many set Pokemon that people use. There's no variety. There's no change in it. But that's what people have been doing and winning, and, you know, very bland. I mean, the Pokemon stuff is very bland, but it's what everyone else is doing, and, you know, they just choose each other's teams and whatever. But I mean, that's the same. When I was at the tournament, it's like the Spanish team were going nuts. They were chanting and cheering. It's like, does this affect them more on a better level? But I mean, that's the same. It's like, what good can we get from someone being? I mean, you know, the only reason I'd like to be sort of up there on the main stage is probably to promote More Like Radio. That's my main goal to get into this sort of stuff. I mean, you know, being the world Pokemon champion's okay, but it doesn't mean anything. That's my problem with sort of Major League Gaming, pro players. I mean, even real world sports. I mean, shit. Unless an event like Space Jam actually happens when we get some big fat alien voiced by Danny DeVito come down and want to challenge us to a Pokemon battle, otherwise he's going to destroy the Earth, then it actually means something. I mean, you know, it's just a game, a simple game, and that's my main fault with it. It's like, it doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. I mean, it's nice that you're passionate about this sort of stuff, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the real world. It's, I mean, that's what great analogy I sort of like to think of every now and again. It's like Usain Bolt. I mean, he can run, was it 100 meters in, was it 9.7 seconds? I was like, that's nice, but how is he going to use that in the real world? I mean, it's not like he's late for work and he needs to get the bus. And it's like, okay, he sort of, you know, the bus is just about to pull away. He gets down, crutches down, gets himself ready. Mental starter pistol goes off in his head. Then he runs to the bus and the bus still drives away. How useful is this in the real world? As I say, it just means nothing. It's just a bit of fun. I mean, you know, the same I'm thinking now about Gordon Ramsay. I mean, I used to be a chef about 10 plus years ago now. And people like him piss me off. It's like, I think I remember seeing Mickey Flanagan, very good British comic, saying about, you know, just getting angry and excited and stuff. It's like, you're just cooking a bit of dinner. That's all it is. It's food. As I'm saying with this, it's just a game. There is no real basis on transitioning this information to raw. I mean, PC gamers, maybe, you know, how quick they can use WSDs when they're typing out stuff as a secretary or computer workers, programmers or coders, or hackers, you know, how fast you can press the buttons on a keyboard. But, I mean, that's to say, is it basically a higher level of fandom? Is it those people see themselves on a greater threshold of playing a game? I mean, the Call of Duty players, I mean, all these people to play, get good at this stuff, you have to play hours and hours and practice and practice and practice. I'm just going to, I mean, I haven't played Call of Duty, I mean, I played it last week, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I told you last week I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Jumped into a game, hadn't played a game in a year or so, got my arse handed to me, but I didn't mind, I was having a bit of fun. That's all it is, just a bit of fun. But I mean, they must see it as a higher level of, you know, a higher level of, I don't know, self-development, self-gratification, possibly. But I mean, you know, I mean, these videos, I mean, I say I did watch a load of videos on YouTube. I watch the Pokemon stuff. I mean, I'm looking forward to the new Pokemon videos that we're going to get with the new 3D graphics. I mean, I do watch, I watched all what the fuck did I watch? I watched all the world tournament, the world championship stuff from this year, from Toronto, a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there's nothing really to learn as such. It's basically, as I said, it's the same moveset. It's the same Pokemon that everyone else seems to use. And that was what we were shown. But I mean, you know, people can pick up tips and stuff. I mean, now I've watched a bunch of stuff from Call of Duty players. It's like, well, yeah, I'll probably better to use the claymores a bit more. Or, but it's kind of weird because, I mean, all that sort of shit when it comes to the online gaming does depend on your internet connection, the lag and that sort of stuff. I mean, many of you who listen to this show, Matt describes it perfectly. He says, I think it's something to do when you don't have to work for a living. Exactly. You know, you've got mummy and daddy, I bet the Occupy Wall Street people, wherever they are now, I bet they love how you, you know, I bet they are great fans and great players of Call of Duty. What's he saying now? Notice how only Dutch, Dutch and Royce play as Diablo 3 and Royce plays SimCity. Yeah, basically. I mean, I think Dutch plays StarCraft 2. That was it. I watched some StarCraft 2. That game's just fucking weird. That's the thing. It does make me wonder because all this shit is happening in East Asia and Korea. I mean, I tried to reach out to Matt Demers, who does the Animal Crossing New Leaf podcast, which is really good. And they have a new episode which came out the other day. Very good. I know he's a big League of Legends player and fan. Matt is clarifying what he said. Yeah, about Dutch plays Diablo and Royce plays SimCity. Because basically they work for a living. It's basically single player games. Which is, you know, basically what, same with me as well. You know, I mean, even with the people I have, my friends, we don't play games together that often, mainly because of the different time zones, but it is because we do work for a living, so the time we do get to do multiplayer stuff is a pain, so we're mostly just playing single player. But yeah, I mean, exactly. I do pick up a few things from watching these videos. I mean, when I'm watching the Zach Scott stuff, like on these Animal Crossing, I mean, I learned some bits and pieces on what to do, you know, the money rocks and how to place your plants so that you can get the best, you know, the more money from it. You know, this sort of stuff. I mean, for single player stuff, it's great. It's a great guide. Multiplayer stuff, it's a bit of a an ascension. It, you know, shows you a couple of things. But, I mean, to be honest, there's only so many videos you need to watch, which basically rolls back to me Pokemon stuff. There's only so many of those videos I can actually watch and lose it before I lose interest, because, I mean, the graphics are shit compared to what we're getting, which is my main push. I mean, I've said this, I think, once or twice on the show, and I said it a whole bunch of times at the Nationals. Basically, the stuff we have now, compared to what we're getting, we might also just be throwing sticks and stones at each other. But, I mean, I do think about also what the future of this is. I mean, with the next-gen consoles, you're going to get, you know, I mean, because I had no idea what Twitch TV is until a few weeks ago. I had Kyle from Leet Speakers. He said to me it's like one of the biggest things. I'm like, I've been listening to gaming podcasts. I've been watching gaming stuff for years now, and I'd never fucking heard of this thing. And basically, because it is, it's a Major League Gaming, League of Legends, that sort of stuff. I mean, unless you're involved in that sort of circle, you're not going to be known, and you know, I'm not. So, but, you know, it's something he showed. But so, let me ask you what the future is now that we're getting all the downloadable stuff, was it Gaikai? What I think PlayStation's getting, and Xbox, you can sort of, you know, make your own videos, that sort of stuff, and upload it to YouTube. I can't really see the future expanding on more than what we have now, to be honest. As the graphics get better, I mean, it would just be a simple expansion. But I'm hoping all this shit just dies off. I mean, I know we've had these competitions for years. I mean, fuck, me and Matty, we did a viewing of the Wizard. That was, you know, how old is that movie? As well as how shit is that movie? The kid in the Wizard who goes on to this tournament. I was like, yeah, that's been going on for years, but it doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. I mean, it's quite funny. I mean, I watched a whole bunch of interviews on the Pokemon World stuff. It's like all these sort of 25 years. 25 years old. Fucking hell. So I watched all these videos on interviewing these, you know, the former world champions of the Pokemon stuff. It's like, yeah, it's, you know, some people recognize these people. I mean, I know the name Ray Rizzo. He won like 3 years in a row and pretty much got his ass handed to him this year's world tournament. As well as his rival as well got, you know, literally one below him. But, you know, new players coming along and beating their strategies. But it's just sort of, I don't think these people deserve public recognition for what they've done when it's basically, I mean, there's a whole thing now with the many wars that are going on across the world about, you know, drone pilots just sitting in chairs. You know, I mean, to us, we've done that drone strikes in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 with the, that sort of stuff. But there's no real change in that at all. I mean, it's practically the same thing. But yeah, I mean, it just pisses me off the whole, you know, the way it is. But I mean, yeah, I don't think these people deserve any sort of recognition for what they're doing. I mean, and yes, it's nice. I mean, you look at the prizes and shit that these people are winning now. I mean, I know one of the commenters on the Facebook post put this as well about, you know, sponsorships now. I mean, I think for this sort of stuff, because you shouldn't be making a living on this sort of thing. I mean, that's the thing. You should be getting yourself a real job. There's so many people who make their money. I mean, stuff like Magic the Gathering. I mean, I think I've heard stories about people making money from the professional circuits, like going around winning money for tournaments. It's like you're winning money from play. I mean, yes, I know you get poker and stuff like that. But that's, I think that's more intense, to be honest, considering the stakes are higher. But yeah, I mean, for this sort of, you know, for card game, it's just a bit of fun. I mean, you know, trying to even the poker stuff, that bores the shit out. I mean, I've tried to watch that once or twice. It's something that's just should not be taken seriously. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's tons of sponsors getting involved now. I mean, you know, Dr. Pepper, I said, Flips, and there's a whole bunch of other ones, and they all have, like, every team has their own logos and custom shirts, and it's like, yeah, that's nice. But I mean, I take professional gaming as about as serious as I take professional dodgeball. And I remember all the TV channels back in the day that used to show that shit at about 2 o'clock in the morning. all the, you know, the professional dodgeball teams that dressed up as, what, lumberjacks and all that sort of shit. Basically like Dodgeball the movie. I might have been watching Dodgeball the movie. But yeah, I mean, it's a joke. It's, you know, it's just a bit of fun. It should in no way be as serious now. I mean, I do say that all the commentators are pretty, you know, to be honest, the commentators are pretty good. I mean, it's weird though. I mean, I was watching a bunch of ones and like dressed up in suits. I'm like, you're dressed up in a bunch of people, dressed up in suits, but you're commentating on people who sit there, who would normally just sit there in their underwear, just hammering away on controllers. I mean, I know this sort of does break the whole thought of the show, basically, because, you know, it's all about gaming, but there's gaming for fun, there's gaming for professionalism, and it's like, well, there's stuff that anyone can do. There's nothing special about it. But I say, you know, this stuff, it is exciting that we are getting some recognition, which, I mean, it is the only benefit to it. But when it comes to stuff like League of Legends or Dota and StarCraft, which is basically just Korea at this point, I just don't understand what the whole, I mean, I'd love it to sort of just die down and fizzle out and just go back. I mean, that's the whole thing. I just think it takes the fun away from gaming. You know, it breaks us down on what we enjoy, on the enjoyment. I mean, I remember sort of playing games a while ago, a few years back, just being it for the achievements. I mean, yes, I did rent the Avatar Last Airbender game just to get the 1,000 gamer score. But yeah, I mean, there's some stuff that I was picking up just to get the achievements out of it. It's like that takes the fun out of the way. And I sort of had a wake up call. And now I don't do it as much, but I do play for what I want to play. Play to have fun with it. But yeah. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, it's fucking onions. But yeah, I say, I did ask this in the Facebook group. I got, you know, Stuart, regular in the chat room, probably show up a bit later, no doubt. She says, all of Major League Gaming is a giant waste. He says, I have one friend that does competitive gaming, and he's a total douchebag. Just why? He says, think about it. As big of a gamer that I am, even I think it's stupid if someone asks you, what do you do for a living? And you answer, I play video games. He says, I see video games as more of a recreational social activity. Yeah, it's fun to compete against others, but we don't need a professional league for it. All we do is push buttons, for Christ's sake. It's not that hard. Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, just, I'd love to sort of, I mean, I'm a very angry, violent person, as you all know. And I just sort of walk, I mean, I just watching all these kids, what was it, League of Legends. It was some sort of League of Legends final. And like a big stadium was packed out and they all had like custom outfits and they had like custom booths and stuff. I was just like walking into a room and sort of start throwing shit around and beating people up. Just to see how well they did. I was like, well, yeah. You can't fight for shit, but you can press a button pretty good. How the fuck does that, work with in real life? That's, you know, that sort of stuff. But then we got, Kyle, you know, lead speaker says, 95% of Major League Gaming is a waste. Yes, however, other pro leagues in PC gaming scene are something to be taken seriously. League of Legends especially, with players making a real salary in addition to prize money and sponsorships. And Dota 2 and StarCraft 2 players are not far behind. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, League of Legends has literally blown apart the Major League Gaming stuff. I mean, that's all I hear anyone talking about these days. But yeah, I mean, you shouldn't, I mean, was it $1.4 million prize for like a League of Legends final for a League of Legends team? That is too much fucking money. I mean, to be honest, in professional sports these days, there is too much fucking money anyway. I mean, this is right, slightly transition. This is why piracy for all sorts of, you know, gaming, films, is so so prevalent these days. I think that's the right word to use. I mean, it's because we're pissed off with society and these, you know, fat cat rich celebrities earning millions while, we're earning, you know, chump change at the bottom. I mean, I went to, this was a couple of weeks ago, it was like my late birthday present from the family. I went to the Harry Potter studios and they sat us down, they watched, you know, we watched this video and it's like Emma Watson and Rupert Grint and, you know, they talk about all the, you know, the cast and the actors and the crew and all, you know, the set building and that. And it's like, it's quite weird. It was like, well, yeah, it took about 10 years to make all 8 movies. You walked away with millions, while all the people who built the sets, the props and stuff, probably just earned minimum wage, and they did more work than you, when you basically just stood there, babbled out a bunch of lines for 10 years. And you got these other people who are doing all these, I mean, to walk around this Warner Brothers studios, like all these props and items and everything, was amazing how hard these people had worked. Whereas you got the actors these days who are earning millions from just standing there and talking and being a bunch of cunts. That's my main problem. It's like, you shouldn't be earning that much money. And sports stars as well. I mean, yes, I know you get injury, you're sort of fucked, but I mean, you can drive a forklift, you can, you know, as long as you can move your legs and your arms, you're fine. If you can still speak, just dictate your life story, write it into a book and make a bunch of money that way. But yeah, I mean, half these, there's too much money in professional sports. I don't want to see it going into, professional gaming, which is a total fucking joke. I dread the day when you get we'll get like a Call of Duty championship, where there's, you know, $20 million prize for the winner or something like that. It's like really fucking stupid. I mean, I like baseball, right? But I say the big fault that people in Latin America point out, you have a World Series, but there are no other teams from around the world playing it apart from the American League and the National League, and that's it. It's not exactly a World Series when it's only one country, well, two, Canada as well, playing in it. It does limit it. I mean, we have over here with the football, we have the FA Cup, which is basically England, England and Wales playing, you know. But I mean, there's the World Cup, which basically incorporates all teams. If you can have a world tournament for baseball, have a national thing, you know. But that's the thing. See, it's like it's too much money in this sort of shit, and I hate to see it. I mean, just any money that should be earned should be like college sponsorships. You know, to do something for. I mean, I'm not looking to get into Pokemon professional stuff to earn money from it. I mean, there is no money. It's literally just get some shitty statue. But I'm looking into the pride value of, you know, just going up there wearing a sort of More Like Radio t-shirt. That's basically what I want to do. That's my whole goal for this sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, it should be college sponsorships. You know, getting yourself into a good, I mean, fuck, America has so many decent colleges. You know, get money towards a sponsorship, get money towards... I mean, I watched... I don't really give a shit about American football, but I watched Rudy the other day. Really good film. You know, he struggled trying to get into Notre Dame. Why do they call it Notre Dame? It's in France, it's Notre Dame. Why do they call it that? Fuck knows. It's confusing me. I get tired and pissed off at all the Americans who think they're still Irish. Same for the black people who think they're African-Americans. But yeah, I mean, that sort of stiff shit just really pisses me off. It really does. But saying that, so Carl goes on and says, Twitch TV has blown up over the past few years, and I still firmly believe that we'll see a version of ESPN within the next few years that specializes in esports. And, you know, I've got some stuff on this which I want to go over in a second. But yeah, he sort of goes on, he says, I completely disagree with Stuart's point though. He says, think about other things that are more of a recreational and social activity. Football, basketball, baseball, any form of racing. Do we need professionals for those? I agree with him there. We don't need professionals. This is what pissed me off about racing. It's like, well, shit, we've got an oil shortage as it is, and you're using oil to go around the track for, 60 times? And you think about how many different racing sports, MotoGP, NASCAR, Formula One, all the different formulas around the world, truck racing, any form of racing, all you're just using more and more petrol, gasoline, oil, rocket fuel, jet fuel, all for this sort of shit, when we should be thinking about our survival as a society, as the human race. But now you want to do professional racing where you're basically using up a valuable resource just for recreational activities. It's a waste of time. Exactly. I mean, I do agree, you know. Hang on a sec, sorry. But yeah, I do agree, you know, what he's got. And, you know, he says, it's like, yeah, none of this shit should be a, what do you call it? It should be thought of as a, you know, professional thing. It's just a waste of time. But yeah, he says, I mean, all they do is run around and throw balls around, for Christ's sake. It's not that hard. Exactly. It's basically, you know, repeating what Stuart said. Professional sports players can do something any athletic human can do, but they do it with much more high level of proficiency and skill. The exact same thing applies to professional gamers. They could do something any of us can do. Press buttons, sure. However, they do it with much more skill and accuracy and thoughts. There is no reason to differentiate pro gaming from any other recreational activity that also has a professional scene or league. It's all about entertainment and what people enjoy watching. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the entertainment value, I can understand. I've said at the beginning of all this, it was excited to see all this sort of stuff. But yeah, it's just, it shouldn't be taken seriously. It really shouldn't. I mean, there's no need for it. As I say, there's no need for any of the professional shit that we have out these days. Baseball, football. That's the thing, see. I mean, the world is facing a problem anyway with overpopulation, the obesity, you know, epidemic that's happening. I mean, so many fat people I'm seeing all over the place. I mean, I'm putting on weight. I mean, you know, can't stop eating those bloody Mars bars. But, you know, I'm topping it off with a good salad, usually on top of a kebab. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. It just really annoys me and niggles at me. But, yeah, you know, Kevin from Alcohol Pipe Volume says, when you think about it, Major League Gaming has really been around since the coin-op days. You know, as I said earlier, I referenced that with the Wizard. It was just wasn't as huge or as publicised. Still, I find myself more entertained by Let's Play than watching a Major League gaming tournament, especially if it's a game I've never played. And I can sort of, I agree with this point. I can say, well, I mean, I'm going to the Eurogamer Expo in a couple of weeks, which is, you know, the big things happening this September. But I mean, I did buy a ticket to it a couple of years ago, but I didn't go. It was like, well, why do I want to go to a place and watch games, you know, appearing and, you know, I could set stuff out, but when I could sit indoors and play stuff. I mean, the only, I'm sure I wouldn't actually go if I wasn't doing this show, but I'm doing this show, so, you know, I'll have something for you lot to, you know, to listen to. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And that basically, I put in my two cents. So, but, you know, talk about skill and stuff and, you know, but, gaining skill in either a physical sport or one where you push buttons, both require time and practice. This is, I have a dislike for both forms. I don't like how they're glorified, as Carl said. Anyone could do it. So I make, heroes out of when everyone else can do it. Why watch a COD tournament or a League of Legends tournament when I can just play the game myself and have fun with it? Exactly. It's just, you know, taking the fun out of it. And then we get Sean from Hippo Juice occasionally and some little shithole in California says, because League of Legends is the tits, like perfect double D tits. But yeah, I mean, I'm just sort of, I don't know, agitated. I mean, I should be taking a break now, but I'm going to carry on a little bit longer. You'll probably get a shorter news section, but so next week, I'm not too sure about a topic for next week. It's probably going to be a bunch of random questions, you know, just for fun and that sort of stuff. But I've got so much news stuff to talk to you a lot about. But yeah, I want to go into, this thing I saw. Here we go. US government recognizes League of Legends as a sport. The League, I got this from, from IGN. This came out, about a month or so ago. Hang on, no. 2 months ago. It's an older thing. I just thought I'd keep it because I knew I wanted to do an esports, sort of thing. The League of Legends Championship Series is now recognized as a sport by the United States. As a result, professional players from across the globe could be eligible for visas similar to NHL, NBA, and NFL players. The new news came from Lee Denman Smith, a Riot caster who discovered the issue in a GameSpot video. It was later corroborated by League of Legends players sharing the news they'd received their visas. Earlier this week, Riot Games revealed the League of Legends World Championship will host 10,000 live fans at the Los Angeles Staples Center this fall. But yeah, so that, what else have I got? There's a couple of other bits and pieces that I found, which I found interesting. But so yeah, it's good that we're getting this recognition as gaming. It's no longer, it's no longer, gaming's no longer seen as kiddie or that sort of stuff. But when it comes to this sort of stuff, we're seeing it on a whole new level, which it shouldn't be. It should be, because, people aren't seeing it as kiddie anymore. It's basically, it's a thing. There's posters all over. When Halo comes out every now and again, there's posters all over the place, and new games come out, there's posters. We're being seen as a recognisable it's a recognised thing. Gaming is a recognised thing. Something else as well. This came out literally about a week ago. From IGN. The next level, Ubisoft's new esports push. In an effort to bring esports to the masses, Ubisoft has unveiled its new competitive gaming experience called The Next Level. Launching at PAX Prime this weekend, Next Level is set to provide an entry point for gamers into esports that's less intimidating than games like StarCraft and Dota 2. The Next Level presents a tournament which includes multiple games spanning many different genres. The games players can expect to compete in an inaugural event in Seattle include Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Just Dance 2014, The Crew, Rayman Legends, The Mighty Quest for Epic Loot, and more. Now, all of these games are a joke when it comes to Major League Gaming. The recent Assassin's Creed games multiplayer has been shit, but you want to make a professional gaming out of the add-on tacked on thing to Assassin's Creed, the multiplayer, and Just Dance. You want to make professional sport out of dancing? It's bad enough that in the States you get, what do you get, Dancing with the Stars, and over here we get Celebrity Strictly Come Dancing, what the fuck that shit's called. It's a fucking joke. It really is. And The Crew, I think that's the new driving one, I think. And Rayman Legends, how the hell can you have a professional gaming about Rayman Legends? It's a side-scrolling, jump-and-hit shit. This is totally unknown to most Americans, I think. But we had a show back in the late 90s called Games Master, based on the magazine, because they made it. It was Dominic Diamond would host it, and basically you'd have tips and stuff like that, and then eventually you'd have some sort of competitiveness. You'd have a couple of people playing Cool Spot, which I remember, and Strider, and just sort of trying to either beat scores and times and this sort of stuff. Competitive on a very low level. It was just for a bit of fun. I think it won a golden joystick, but it's like some joystick that had been sprayed gold or some shit like that. But yeah, these games, you don't need them to be. It's just a shitty variety of games. But I'll carry on. The sheer variety of games in the tournament brings to mind classic Nintendo World Championship Kart, which featured brief challenges from Super Mario Brothers, Red Racer, and Tetris. Despite this first volume of games being exclusive Ubisoft titles, the library of challenges is likely to grow in the future. Josh Milligan, Ubisoft's Senior Director of Player Engagement, told IGN that the company is in talks with several other mainstream publishers also about bringing in outside games to the next level. What the hell's that word? Austin Sibley, I can't even fucking a tournament for in the future. IGN at least using a big word for people who play games? I have run up speaking English at most of the times. Says the tournament in the future could include a line of Rayman's Legends, The Crew, alongside games like Mario Kart 8, Battlefield 4, and Splunky. Jesus Christ! Prizes in the next level won't include money. But also include trips to future events and scholarships. See, that's the shit you need to do. Scholarships. That's what you need to stick your money into. Not $1.4 million prize funds for League of Legends players. It's a fucking joke. It's too much money for people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. Sitting on their ass pressing buttons. I mean, yes, I know that's what I do. I'm just sitting on my ass pressing buttons. But I don't look to do it as a professional thing for this sort of money. Jesus Christ. It's the wrong sort of competitiveness when gaming is just a fun. It's just to have fun. That's the whole point of games. You have fun with it. If you don't have fun with a game, it's called work. Games and work should never be mixed. But yeah, again, this variety provides another distinctive between Ubisoft's initiative and more intimidating worlds of competitive Dota and StarCraft. Also, after PAX Prime, Ubisoft has plans to showcase the next level at larger venues like the New York Comic Con and smaller localized events. I mean, I'm looking forward to Eurogamer, seeing what we're getting from this sort of stuff. But I think I've got one more, and then I'm going to take a break because I should be on a break now. No, that's it. That's it. I mean, fuck. I mean, that sort of shit is really annoying and really pisses me off. That's the same. If you're going to do, this sort of tournament stuff, it should be where anyone can just go for, which, basically is, but this professional stuff, we don't need it. Not in the gaming community. We don't need it. There's no point. It's pointless. All we want to do is have fun with it. When you look at it as a professional thing, you take the fun out of it. I mean, yes, there are people will say they have fun, but it's something that shouldn't be taken seriously at all. It really is a big sort of waste of time, as everyone said. But hopefully, most of us, as I said, Kyle said, the 95% of people don't care about Major League Gaming. Now, if we keep increasing that to 96, 97, 98, and just phase the whole fucking thing out completely, I will be really happy. But so I need a break and a drink. I'll be back in about 10 minutes after these messages. See you lot soon.
That combination of and Ashley, you're from England, so we're not really sure what asshole number you would be. We just know it would be at least two extra numbers and one extra dash.
Yeah,
that's all we know
sign.
For sure. Yeah. It's a sort of country code.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to have a go.
If you'd like to Skype in, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio. All one word.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
And I'm sitting in the chair. He did the barber cock touch.
What the fuck?
This is what it is.
Dude, where are you going to get your hair cut?
Listen to me.
Where are you going?
See how I'm sitting right now?
Yeah, I do.
Where are my elbows?
Outside the...
They always go around the side. And where the fucking... The height of my elbow is always their dick. He reaches in. And his cock touches my elbow. And the thing is, like, I can't immediately jerk away because that looks like...
You know you touched it.
Right, I'm acknowledging a cock touch. So instead, I just leave it there and let him rub his dick on my elbow.
Dude! Ew. Did he go back and forth?
That's when you could tell.
Did he go back and forth ever, like, fast?
Not fast. I wonder if guys do play games or get the barber hard. Kind of wiggle their elbow.
Nobody does that, Joe!
Well, weird faggots. Who knows?
You're fucking weird.
Hey.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday nights 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug of covered blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, 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 God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not painful on that! Yes.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
McDonald's. Down, down, down. Oh, God, to save you. Gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow, down. Wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
There's your tea.
Thank you.
You're up early.
No, I haven't been to bed. Me and Mike met up with these two Scottish guys in the pub and they gave us all this cheap speed.
Oh, Tim, that's so tacky.
Yeah, I know. You know, they were so nice. I think if we'd have said no, they'd have got offended and beaten us to death with a pool cue.
Where's Mike now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Put him up back.
Who are you playing?
It's a subtle blend of lateral thinking and extreme violence.
What? Like it's a knockout?
Did you want something?
No, not really.
Oh, there's a letter here for you. It came yesterday.
It's open.
Yeah, I opened it by accident because we've both got eyes in our names.
It's from Vulva.
Oh, yeah, it's another woman's magazine.
Vulva, it's an old friend. She's having a show tonight.
You got a friend called Vulva? Who's called Vulva?
Real name's Ian.
You mean her real name's Ian?
She's non-gender specific.
Oh, wait, you mean he's a tranny?
More than that.
What, big fat tranny?
Vulva. Had a multimedia performance art partnership before she moved on. Such aesthetic wonders. Such vibrant times.
Yeah, I can imagine.
No, we did valuable work. She was the beautiful one, really. I just danced to her tune. It was purity. It was physical. I mean, not in a sexual sense. No, we were collaborative. I don't expect you to understand. Most people don't want to hear, they just switch off. It's hard to hear the story of a love affair between two straight men, one of whom is the most divine woman alive.
So you're gonna go?
I don't know, I haven't seen her for ages.
No, I mean, are you gonna go now?
Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to the last... about 40 minutes left now before the show ends. I had a big giant topic this week, which I felt really good about. You know, good talking. You know, people had their views. Really good, really discussion this week. First bit of news. Well, I've got a bunch of Grand Theft Auto stuff, which literally I've been sitting on for a few weeks. But yeah, we've got Grand Theft Auto 5, the soundtrack leaks via PlayStation 3 preload. No idea what the hell that is. But Grand Theft Auto 5 digital PS3 pre-orders were available for preloads overnight in the UK, which this came out like a couple of weeks ago, which led anxious fans to discover unknown info via the game game's files. Most notable is a number of music stations and songs as uncovered by GTA forums. Its soundtrack has a massive variety of incredible music spread across hip hop, rap, pop, rock. And other radio stations across Los Santos. Major players include Tupac, Johnny Cash, Kendrick, Lamar, I've no idea, Snoop Dogg, and other artists you'd expect, and a lot you may not have. Because this is all coming from a frantic leak and ecstatic wishful fans, take the list with a grain of salt, but it does sound pretty official. Check out the list of tracks below and share the love of music. But yeah, we got stuff like, was it West Coast Classic, which is a classic hip hop with DJ Pooh. What else we got here? Let's have a look. Some stuff by Snoop Dogg, and Dr. Dre. Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. Ice Cube's on here as well. Some, you know, a bunch of people I have no clue. NWA are on there as well. Oh, Appetite for Destruction. I might actually listen to that one, to be honest. Soul Wax FM with some stuff by... shit. A bunch of people I've never heard of. What do you call it? We've got Non-Stop Pop, which is all pop and dance. You've got some Rihanna stuff on there. Oh, Lady by Mojo, which is a good song. Brits and Britney Spears. Oh, fuck no. Kelly Rowland. Pet Shop Boys. All Saints. Mystique. Some good stuff on here, actually. You know, from when I was growing up, they got Wham as well. What else we got? Rebel Radio, some country stuff. So I know D from the Sully Show and Lust and Love will like that. West Boulevard Radio, which is alternative rock with Nate and Steve. There's Sandflax, bunch of people I've never heard of. But I mean, I did hear that we're supposed to be getting Kenny Loggins as one of the DJs, which pretty good. Some stuff by Foreigner, Elton John, Junior Lennon, Jesus Christ, the Doobie Brothers, Rick James, Black Flag, yeah, the whole bunch of stuff on there. I'm just sort of looking through this list. Hang on, I'll chuck it in the old chat room so you lot can have a look as well. But yeah, some good. Oh, I'll click this properly. So yeah, some good looking stuff in there, to be honest. But there's some other stuff as well. Just scroll that to me thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm so looking forward to this. I mean, there's more and more information coming out all the time with Grand Theft Auto. I mean, we got that new trailer last week. It's a minute long. I mean, it didn't really show as much of what we already knew. I mean, it sort of filled out the story. It's like, well, I think, was it Michael, who's in retirement, gets brought out by his mate, Trevor. And then, you know, they go and pick up Franklin along the way. What's it got? Here we go, yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 features exposed penises, marijuana use, and a brief instance of necrophilia. I'm going to guess that's with Trevor. Steer clear if you're concerned about the mild spoil. Oh, hang on, mild spoilers. But between the chaos and Gamescom, the US Entertainment ESRB has published a breakdown of mature content featured in Grand Theft Auto. The humorously blunt summary available on the ESRB website begins with a brief description of the game, but goes on to outline the key reasons for the board's decision to rate GTA 5 as an M rating, which, you know, it's quite funny. It's a bit tame from them, to be honest. In his open world action game, players assume the role of three criminals whose storylines intersect within the fictional city of Los Santos. Players can switch between each character to follow his storyline, completing missions which often include criminal activities of stealing cars, executing heists, and assassinating targets. Players can use pistols, machine guns, sniper rifles, and explosives to kill various enemies, e.g. rival gang members. Players also have the ability to shoot non-adversary civilians. Basically, usual bullshit, and they say about the game also includes description of sexual material activity, implied fellatio, masturbation, various sex acts. You know, it's the same old GTA shit, basically. But, I mean, yeah, the game has gone gold, so, you know, it's all ready. All we have to do is, what do you call it, wait for it, to be honest. I've got a couple more things on GTA. But yeah, it says, this is from Kotaku. It says, long have the Grand Theft Auto games existed in their own musical stratosphere. So far beyond other game soundtracks, that's a comparison, but seems almost unfair. It's no surprise to hear that GTA 5 will have a phenomenal soundtrack, given the tracklist info that's already been leaked. But now that Rockstar has begun to announce official info, it sounds even better. Rolling Stone has got the scoop from Rockstar, straight from Rockstar on the radio stations, and the celebrity DJs they'll feature. Along with a great interview with Rockstar soundtrack supervisor Ian Pavlovich, if you're into GTA music, go read it. They've also got music samples from some of the stations, which are linked below. But yeah, it's GTA 5, basically all the points here. GTA 5 will have 15 radio stations, 2 talk radio stations, 240 licensed songs, what Pavlovich calls 20 movies worth of score. This is officially a shitload of music. There's going to be some outstanding celebrity radio DJs, including Pam Grier for a soul station. Well, that makes sense. Bootsy Collins hosting 80s funk station. That makes sense as well. And Kenny Loggins hosting the classic rock station, which even makes even more sense. I hope they get some Kenny Loggins songs on here as well, which hopefully will be set to play every time you climb into a helicopter. Or a fighter jet. Hello, Kotaku. I know you guys are fucking idiots. The station, Vinewood Boulevard Radio, is a modern rock station hosted by Stephen Pope and Nate Williams from Waves. East Los, East LOSFM, you know, Los Santos. East Los, radio feature a bunch of different type of Mexican music hosted by, Camilo Lara. No idea if he or she, but okay. West Coast Classics will be hosted by DJ Pooh, who, Pavlovich points out was, created the movie Friday, who I'm pointing out helped write GTA, San Andreas. Okay. That's pretty cool. Radio Rebel will feature Pavlovich Calls Outlaw Country music hosted by, Jesco White. Not a clue. And the original score first, for a GTA game is, sounds incredibly, ambitious. Pavlovich says the score will combine the works of three composers, Edgar Froese, and of Tangerine Dream, Woody Jackson, who scored The Red Dead Redemption and L.A. Noire, not bad, Alchemist and Ono here, Alchemist and Ono? Not a clue, don't know what that is. Here's Pavlovich on how music, here we go, his quote, although each of the these composers is used to define a character or an environment, I'm guessing, I'm just trying to work out which character has which soundtrack now. Although each of the these composers is used to define a character or an environment, what's been interesting about this process is that it's been the first fully collaborative score that we've done. Even though you may be triggering one score with a particular character within a particular area in the world, you're always hearing elements from other composers. The first time you come into the country, you're blown away by Willie Jackson's rock score, but within that, you're still hearing elements of Tangerine Dream and Alchemist and Ono. So you're never too far away from the core sound that you've established for the game. That sounds amazing, considering how well Rockstar has done recently with original scores for their games. I'm dying to hear the GTA 5 score will like. Last and perhaps, coolest of all is the fact that, the amazing DJ Flying Lotus will be mixing music for another of the stations called, Fly Low FM. There's sort of links to the show, but Flying Lotus will be collaborating with rapper Tyler. Told Tyler the Creator to do an original tune for GTA 5. According to Pavlovich, Tyler has been a fan of GTA since San Andreas. You bitch. Should go back to the very fucking beginning like the rest of us. And was happy to get on board with the new game. There's a bunch more on over at Rolling Stone and Pitchfork. Basically just usual bullshit. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited. I'm just hoping Laszlo comes back. To be honest, I mean, that's my main thing. I mean, you know, he was in all the other games, you know. Matty's, excited for this. I mean, you know, what you call it? He's saying, what the hell is it? Bob Seger, he's excited for California Soul. Yeah. I know of Bob Seger, but not of his music. More on GTA. GTA 5 adds crew hierarchies. Rockstar Games has announced the addition of crew hierarchies in its social club in preparation for the launch, the launches of GTA 5 and GTA Online. As an entry onto the Rockstar Newswire explains how the new crew hierarchies will work. And it's pretty similar to how guilds and clans work in, clans function. In many other titles. As of today, crew leaders will be able to assign special ranks to other members in descending order of seniority. The ranks below crew leader are commissioners, then lieutenants, their representatives, and finally the muscle. As commissioners, leaders, deputies, they'll be able to invite in and kick other members from the crew, as well as promote and denote where appropriate. Oh, sorry, demote. Sorry, I need to clean my fucking PC screen. Demote where appropriate. Lieutenants have the same privileges, but can only promote and demote representatives and muscle. Representatives have no promotion powers, but can invite others in, while muscle members have no administrative powers. Of course not, because they're at the bottom. There's no limit to how many members it can be in the same tier in any crew, so it's entirely up to the discretion of the leader. Your rank within your crew will be denoted by a coloured bar under your tag, which will decrease the length as you move down the crew structure. It will be visible to other players in Grand Theft Auto Online in order to show how your rival to show your rivals whether they're messing with a grunt or head honcho. The colour of the bar can apparently be changed thanks to something called crew colours that will apparently have a wider ramifications too. With Rockstar teasing that they will significantly prominence in other places yet to be announced. This could be gang clothing, graffiti tags, or even the way the neighbourhood and its residents look. If it's under control, if it's under your control, we'll have to wait and see. I'm just reading this at the bottom of the article. So, GTA 5 will be available on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 on the 17th, which we know, with GTA Online following on the 1st. So basically, you know, GTA Online isn't, you know, it's packaged in with it, obviously, but it won't be ready for use until a little while after, which I'm not fussed. It gives us time to get used to the game. But, I mean, there's stuff to talk about, the game colours, that sort of stuff. I mean, Saints Row 4's been doing that already. And the last Saints Row as well, because it was sort of takeover areas. Once you took over areas, like all the people wearing your colours, it's something that sort of, you know, has been done before. But, I mean, just with this, the new one, I think they are going back to a lot of, GTA San Andreas to get their ideas for stuff like this. Let's go into some Nintendo stuff. I think that is all my GTA stuff, I think. Hang on. There's one more. Let's see if it's worth it. Pretty much the same thing I think I've already read. Same shit I've already read. But yeah, I mean, I'll go into some stuff. I saw this on Nintendo. I thought this was a fucking gem of something to talk about. Here we go, yeah. Nintendo president on PS4, Xbox One launches, meh, he says. With the encroaching next-gen systems on the way, Nintendo president shares his thoughts. During an interview with IGN, Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils-Aimes defended the Wii U's value proposition for consumers this fall. As we reported earlier, the Nintendo will cut the price of the Wii U by $50 in the US starting September 20th. So we asked Reggie what the incentives for customers to choose Nintendo, especially since their home console is $100 cheaper than its closest competitor. He says, it's all about the games. The competitor systems have announced their launch lineups. I'm allowed to say meh, Fils-Aimes said. I look at our lineup of titles and I feel good about our lineup. We've got Zelda, we've got Mario, we've got Donkey Kong. In addition to the titles like Pikmin 3, Wonderful 101, I feel very good about our lineup, and I feel very good about the value proposition we're putting out for consumer. But Nintendo's competition is always adding new technologies to the home console experience. They are introducing services like cloud gaming, cross-platform play between handheld and home systems, the ability to buy a single game that can be shared on a home or handheld platform. How does Nintendo plan to compete with those services? In response, Fils-Aimes continued to hammer the point that in the end, all the consumer cares about is great games and great experiences. He says, we've got cloud technology that we're introducing with the Wii U. Nintendo TV Eye, I don't know, it's literally just like TV, but with the two eyes like the Wii has, is all cloud-based technology. But the difference is we don't talk about the tech, we talk about the experience. We make sure the consumer has fun with the game experiences that we provide. Fils-Aimes told IGN, I think as you compare and contrast Nintendo with other players in the space, for us it's all about games and fun and the entertainment value, not about the tech. Well, I can agree and disagree. I mean, yes, it's about the fun experience, but to be honest though, you could still have the tech and still have the fun experience, you know. I mean, to be honest, we wouldn't have the multiplayer experience like with Call of Duty if it wasn't for like the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360. Whereas with stuff like the Wii and the Wii U, the online getting online was a pain in the arse. and very faulty, whereas, you know, the Wii U, there's literally no one there. But, I can agree with what he says about, having fun, which, to us, is the main thing. I do have a dislike for Nintendo, but, I mean, they do have a strong games lineup of characters and history. You know, as I said, Mario, Zelda, Donkey Kong, Pikmin, the Wonderful 101 looks pretty okay. And then you got other stuff like F-Zero and Smash Brothers. They have a strong lineup of like games that they have, but to be honest, they keep putting it out every system. It's on a more widespread, sort of closed in sort of spread for. I say about Activision with Call of Duty, or Ubisoft with Assassin's Creed. It's one company putting out the same game every year. Whereas you've got those are publishers and developers. You got one gaming console company putting out the same characters in a new game every console generation with several games at a time. But it's nice they must be worried with this sort of thing if they have to drop the price on something. I mean, I know the sales are shit and no one wants a Wii U because basically it's like an iPad. All the regular listeners, all my feelings. I've been saying it dozens and dozens of times. But it just makes me laugh. I have been thinking about this as well. I'm more interested in the Xbox One's launch lineup and the games that are coming to it than what are coming to the PlayStation 4. But it's just the games I played before, to be honest. But I am looking forward to what that PlayStation has with, Infamous Second Son, Killzone, the one or two, exclusive titles. Hopefully we're going to get some sort of Uncharted 4, because I love my Uncharted games. There's a bunch of stuff. But to be honest, I am more interested in the launch lineup for Xbox One with, Rise, Son of Rome game, Titanfall, that sort of stuff. But I probably won't be able to buy a proper console until this time next year anyway, when the bugs and kinks are worked out. And we do have all these great games. I know being a gaming show, I should have all this latest stuff as soon as it comes out, but if there's nothing on it, I remember when I bought my, I rushed and bought PlayStation 3. When it first came out, and I sold my Xbox 360, a foolish thing to do, I know. And I bought a bunch of shitty games for the PlayStation. I bought like Virtua Fighter. I bought the Gundam game that came out. If anyone played that, that was total shit. You couldn't do anything with it. It's basically those like five games that we got for the PlayStation 3 when it first came out, and I sort of bought them all and sort of ran around and sort of played them, but they were all just terrible. As well as now, I might as well just wait. Because, all I can see for the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4 is a bunch of games that we have already coming out for the future, consoles. Watch Dogs, Diablo 3 is coming out on it, Call of Duty, that sort of stuff. But play it on this console generation, wait till they sort of get involved. I encourage other people to do this as well. Unless you actually have the money and you're going to go and buy it day one, do it. But I'd say hold off for now until we get all the first couple of months bugs, start appearing. Because I know once we get all this shit happening, I'll have topic after topic about how the consoles are burning out too quickly, or the problems and the faults. Whereas at least wait till they, come up with a new model, or at least drop the price. With the stuff we've got now, I said at the beginning of the show, I've still got, I've got Diablo 3 I'm playing now. I've got GTA 5 when that comes out in 2 weeks. I'll have Pokemon. There's still so much good stuff out on this current gen's life cycle to play than what we should be getting. No, sorry, than what we are getting. It's going to be good when we get the new stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I'll have a nice shiny new console, which compared to what I actually got, I think my Xbox is going to die very soon because it just... Sometimes I'll go into an app and come out, And I tried to play a game. It says Disc Unreadable or Disc Dirty. But sorry, I'm looking at my Xbox now, my PlayStation. They're covered in dust. So I need to get the old Hoover on there and some Mr. Muscle or Pledge and just give it a wipe down and give it a clean. But yeah, I mean, it's so good. I say it's so good to be a gamer at the moment with all the shit that we have. I mean, that's why I enjoy doing this show, you know. Plus, I know thousands of you lot are listening to me, which gives me it makes me feel good that actual people are listening to me for once, whereas usually no one does. But yeah, I can agree with what, Reggie says, but to be honest, I mean, you work for Nintendo, of course you're going to say this shit. It's quite weird. It's like, we had at Gamescom. I mean, I'm probably going to run out of time soon anyway, so I'll sort of keep this sort of brief. But you had like Nintendo and you got Microsoft and you got Sony sort of popping jabs at each other during E3, and then you had it at Gamescom, and it's sort of Nintendo feels like you've got two twin brothers, cursing, shouting names and shit at each other, and then you've got the third little brunt, the sort of runt of the family, shouting, "Oh, we called you a smelly bum" or something like that. It was just sort of the little brother trying to be the big man, and that's what Nintendo is at the moment. I mean, I'd like to know. I mean, this could probably be a question, not a topic, but a question, part of a topic. It's like, how do people feel about Nintendo? Like, how they are handling this current gen? I mean, that'll probably be part of next week, because I'm trying to think of stuff to write, for questions and that. But yeah, I mean, I think I see it. I know I will. But yeah, it's quite weird how it is with what they got, basically, and how they're doing amongst the gaming community. They've got the same old titles. What do you call it? Same old titles they push out every console generation and several times a year. I'll wrap the show up with this, because I actually saw this a while ago and I've been meaning to get to it. As I'm talking about Nintendo, no, it's the perfect transition. So there's 8 instances where Nintendo was worse off than it is now. They've got this off Games Radar. Yeah, Games Radar. You think that's bad? Look, things look pretty tough for Nintendo right now. Releases for the Wii U have been few and far between. Third parties have seemingly abandoned the system. And sales don't show any show any sign of going up. But despite how bad it may look right now for the industry titan, that's a bit blunt to be honest, the past 6 months are hardly Nintendo's darkest hour. Nintendo's existed for more than 100 years. Yes, I know they've been around for 100 years, but they originally sold playing cards. So go fuck yourself. And nearly 40 of those are spent making games. And the company has faced more difficult moments in that long history. Nintendo has... It's kind of weird. I mean, going to Nintendo, making playing cards, and now they make games and been doing it, as I said, for 40 years, as it says in the article. It's like, well, you've been doing it for 40 years. Why are you just fucking up now? I mean, are you just not getting it? I mean, as I can see the way Nintendo's going, I can see them going down the route of Sega. And, that sort of thing. Nintendo has to deal with losing major third-party partners, poor press receptions at E3, Nintendo entire handheld systems being ignored at retail. With Nintendo, as much as I don't like Nintendo, the handheld stuff does sell pretty well. I mean, it's basically taken Pokemon to do it. But, the fucking billions and millions of that shit's been making. I mean, I know we're getting some sort of Pokemon Direct announcement tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to watching. All these setbacks seemed like they could be beginning of the end for Nintendo, but the company has always found a way to recover. A few unsold Wii U consoles is nothing compared. And just to go into it here. What have they got? The US rejects the radar scope. The story, Nintendo was once a toy company that... continually looking for the latest fad and to take advantage of, and Space Invaders clone Radar Scope was its hit in the 1979. The game was a huge success in Japan, so the fledgling Nintendo of America imported thousands of units to the US, hoping for the similar profits, but American players didn't take to the game, including Nintendo Even Nintendo of America with a warehouse full of unsold arcade machines. The international side of Nintendo seemed dead before it even had a chance to begin. The fix that it was Nintendo of America presidents pleaded for a new game that could run on the stock of unsellable machines. So the company tasked a relatively unknown artist named Shigeru Miyamoto with creating this fresh title. And basically it was Donkey Kong. Yeah, he made Donkey Kong when everyone went nuts for it. What else we got next one? Being sued by Universal over Donkey Kong. Nintendo had its first real hit in the US with Donkey Kong, but not everyone was enjoying it. Major film company Universal Studios felt the game was ripping off King Kong, and it only threatened legal action against Nintendo. Coleco, and Tiger for respectively porting the game to home consoles and portables. Secretly, Universal was looking to what happened to Tiger? I used to love their handheld stuff. Universal was looking to enter the gaming business and saw this as a great potential either way. What was a small company like Nintendo to do facing off with a massive launch? Though Nintendo was originally ready to settle and give partial ownership of Donkey Kong to Universal, company lawyer Howard Lincoln convinced them to fight. He discovered that Universal barely owned the rights to King Kong, and correctly bet that the judge would see the Universal's claim as a scare tactic instead of a concrete issue. After 3 years of appeals, the case went to Nintendo. Universal paid almost $2.2 million in legal fees, and Howard Lincoln took an executive position at Nintendo that he still holds to this day. Oh, cool. Good for him. What else we got? DS as poor launch against the PSP, which I don't get. The DS did really well. So it's basically a poor launch. People just didn't like it. It says, by the end of August of next year, Nintendo firmly started rolling out games that actually use the DS's unique qualities, such as Nintendogs and Kirby. Yeah, it's the same stuff. It's just it's a launch thing. It's the whole launch stuff. It's basically trying to get this shit. E3 2013 is built around connectivity. By 2003, the GameCube was firmly in place, firmly in third place in the console race. Sony's PlayStation 2 was clear winner, and Microsoft's upstart Xbox was seeing success in the US with Halo. During the 2023 E3 was the chance for Nintendo to show that it was just getting warmed up with the Purple Square. By the time when online gaming was picking up steam in the US homes, Nintendo closed its press conference by showing Pac-Man versus and The Legend of Zelda Four Swords. Visually impressive titles that require 3 GBAs to enjoy properly. As fun as those titles may have been, it made Nintendo look firmly stuck in the past. And just they've been doing that ever since. By the next E3, Nintendo realised that it needed something to... Yeah, it's not even a fix, it's just something that happened. Jesus Christ. What else we got? I'm just trying to get through this shit quickly because I'm running out of time. Square abandons N64. The Nintendo 64 seemingly poised to continue with the SNES dominance as ruling gaming hardware, and Nintendo was cocky enough to give the Sega Saturn and Sony PlayStation a year-long head start to the market. Square seemed committed to bring its blockbuster franchise Final Fantasy to the new system, but then the publisher turned on Nintendo, choosing instead to publish games exclusively for the PlayStation. Square preferred the CD-ROM tech into Nintendo's admittedly backwards use of cartridges. Most third-party publishers followed Square to the PlayStation 1. The N64 ended up as an afterthought for many third parties. Exactly. That's the thing with Nintendo. Sorry, to fix here. For Nintendo invested more than ever into internal development, particularly with valued second-party Rare, who are now with Microsoft. The N64 still missed out on massive franchises like Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, Metal Gear Solid, and many more. I mean, the best thing that came out on the GameCube, I mean, going back to the GameCube, was the Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes game. But yeah, I mean, just looking at stuff here, it's not stuff that's not really been fixed. They have, 3DS has a terrible launch. I mean, yeah, it's still doing, 3DS is still doing terribly. Of course it is. I mean, The what's going to sell it now is the it's Pokemon. That's all that's going to sell it. I mean, they're about like Virtua Boy as well. I mean, just that was just a fucking massive failure. What else we got? Something else as well, which I didn't have, which I saw. The 64DD never even released in America. It's because Nintendo has no idea what they're doing. They really don't. They have like no clue on the current games market. And to be honest, with fucking Reggie, doing your talking for you, you're gonna get nothing either. It's just a waste of damn time. It really is. So Nintendo has so many problems. They have no idea what they're doing. They're a bunch of useless incompetents. But this pretty much wraps up the show because I've got a couple minutes left to get through the usual stuff. So coming up after this, we have Alcohol by Volume, Unsigned Hype with J5, who shaved his fucking afro off. I don't know why he did that. He just looks like Tracy Morgan in a set of glasses now. Should have kept the afro. As I said to him, now I need another cool black friend to have. So after that, Dutch and Royce. Good day on Tuesday. Old School Wrestling Review before me, Ham Radio this morning, a whole bunch of stuff, and this will be up for download whenever. Go on iTunes, leave us a review, search for Moloch Radio, moloch radio.org, download us there. Not sure about the topic for next week, just be a bunch of questions more than likely, as usual. But say, like us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/antisocialgamerradio. Join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Follow us on Twitter, @MLRGamerRadio. Picked up a few of them, actually, the past couple of weeks. Some very important people. I'm following them back. I've had a fun, good 2 hours tonight talking. Good topic this week. Had a lot of fun with it. Really good lot of fun. September now. It's literally, I've got Eurogaming this month. GTA 5's this month. Good couple of shows coming up. Pokemon's in literally a month from now. That's going to be fun to play. Tons of good games coming out, playing. Summer's literally nearly over, and I'm glad it is because I'm fucking boiling again. We've got Heatwave coming. I'm just looking forward to getting all this shit done. Bring on the winter. Give us some nice cold weather, the way it should be in England. Tired of all this bloody heat. It's like in Heatwaves all summer. So I've been Ashley, this has been Antisocial Gamer Radio, and I will see you all again next week. Later, people.
Fucking Ashley brought anything to the table?
Bag of bird that British piece of shit was. Holy shit.
A woman could...
From everyone here at BBC Radio 4, this is Alice Arnold, hoping that you sleep well and wishing you a very good night. Good night.
The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra, south or southwest, or northwest, or northeast or east. Occasional rain, wintry showers, occasional rain, rain or showers, occasional rain, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good.